Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 4th, 7:33 Central Time. Thursday morning means it is time. We get to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And on behalf of all the listeners, I did want to comment on that day sponsorship that you did today. You and Lauren are celebrating Oscar's first birthday.
We are, yeah.
So congratulations
Thanks.
To you.
A year of blessings. It's fun being parents. It certainly has its trials. Trying times as well, but it's a joy to get to celebrate. We got to celebrate with family this weekend, and so today we'll do something fun this afternoon as well.
You did mention that Oscar had a little bit of sensory overload with that family birthday party. Those first birthday parties can be amazingly exhausting.
He handled it well, actually. Good. He did. He handled it well. Good. It was a long night after that. But.
Okay. Well, today I wanted to lift up the Alzheimer's Association. So this weekend is the memory walk here, the Walk to End Alzheimer's that happens at Scott Trade Center on Saturday. So the details of the walk, if anyone is looking for those details, you can get those on alz.org. I believe it's supposed to be rather nice this weekend, but a lot of the walk, I believe the walk happens inside anyway.
Uh-huh.
And it would be a great opportunity to support research for Alzheimer's. We at Lutheran Senior Services actually sponsor three of the walks. There are 15 walks in the state of Missouri. And even if you go on alz.org, you can see that there are walks happening all over the country. The three walks that Lutheran Senior Services is a sponsor for are the walk this Saturday at the Scott Trite Center, and on September 27th, there are two walks happening. One is in Cottleville, and our Breeze Park location is very involved with that one. And Edwardsville, also on the 27th of September, where our senior living community, Meridian Village, over in Glen Carbon, is a sponsor of that one as well. And I know that we all are aware of Alzheimer's. I do find it interesting and a very powerful, tagline is what we would call it on the Alzheimer's Association's website. It really hits you. No one should face Alzheimer's alone. There's a video. I really would encourage people to go to alz.org. There's a short little video that gives a lot of statistics that really help you see just how widespread and devastating this disease is. And what I find is most of our people that you talk to, we've all known someone with Alzheimer's. It's either we've known the person who was suffering with it, or we've known someone in a family who is living with that as a loved one. And it's a very hard thing to experience. And we know that caregivers, oftentimes the spouses and the children are the caregivers, and we know and understand that that is a very overwhelming time in life. I did want to mention that at our Lutheran Senior Services locations, we do have support groups for those that are living with Alzheimer's and other related dementia. We also have memory care. And so when it becomes overwhelming, or where the disease has progressed to a point where you cannot do the caregiving yourself, we would love for people to look into our locations. We call them memory care. There's two different levels of care for Alzheimer's and related dementia that we do through our senior living communities that offer all of the levels of care. So that would be here in the St. Louis area, the Clee Groves and Merrimack Bluffs and Breeze Park and Hidden Lake and Meridian Village. And then, of course, we have Concordia Village in Springfield, Illinois, Lutheran Hillside Village in Peoria, Illinois. We have Heisinger Bluffs in St. Joseph's Bluffs in Jefferson City and Lenore Woods in Columbia. And each of our locations has memory care. And one level is assisted living memory care. So that would be our households. We're just anywhere from 14 to 20 residents live in a household, share a kitchen, share a dining area, And one of the things that we've started in that particular level of care, we've started a new program called My Story. And the interesting thing about that is that we've realized that the more we know about each individual resident mm-hmm. and their life story, the more that we can help to stimulate those memories and help to individualize the care. So it's a very unique program. The families of the residents moving in help to fill in the blanks and help to tell our caregivers more about the story of the World War II vet mm-hmm. or the teacher or the nurse or the mom of five children or the owner of a small business. And so My Story, it really helps to frame that level of care. Then if someone is in the far more progressive stages and needs 24-hour skilled care, then we do have our care centers. And so we can provide that level of specialized care for them. So we really do want to provide that care that can make those years stimulating mm-hmm. and can make them active and keep these residents engaged and allow the families to be families mm-hmm. so we can be the caregivers. Another exciting program I just wanted to quickly mention, we are piloting in Meridian Village. It's called, it's either called SAIDO or SAIDO. It's S-A-I-D-O. It's a program that started in Japan. And it is a program where these residents mm-hmm. Who are living with Alzheimer's or related dementia take 30 minutes a day, and they work with a specially trained person that works them through worksheets, believe it or not. I haven't seen it myself, but it's 30 minutes a day. And the really fun thing at Meridian Village is there are staff that have all been trained in this. So you might have someone who generally is in housekeeping or maintenance or a dining associate come and spend a half hour a day with some of the residents working through these worksheets and these different things. And they say it makes remarkable difference. Hmm. One of my coworkers, grandmothers, is in doing the SADO program at Meridian Village, and he said it is absolutely amazing what a difference it makes, that things she could not remember, mm-hmm. people she could not remember, she can now remember. So we are piloting it there to see whether we want to develop it in all of our places. But there's so much happening, and so much of that research that is supported through the Alzheimer's Walk lends to all of this, not only how to prevent it, mm-hmm. There is no cure, but also how we might be able to make it an easier walk for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I encourage everyone to support the walk this weekend and to support Alzheimer's Association.
Wonderful.
So as a closing note for a devotion for us today, I thought about that. I thought about it from a standpoint of the multiple generations that get involved. One of the things I've noticed for the families dealing with Alzheimer's is that it really touches even the families on down. And I thought about one of the great losses when you have Alzheimer's in your family is that you lose the ability to have that active, engaged interaction. And I thought about what a blessing that interaction is across generations. And I thought about the mm-hmm. Verse in Timothy, where in 2 Timothy, the first chapter, 3-7, Paul writes, "I thank God, whom I serve with a clear conscience, as did my fathers, when I remember you constantly in my prayers. As I remember your tears, I long night and day to see you, that I may be filled with joy." And then he writes, "I am reminded of your sincere faith." This is, of course, he's talking to Timothy. "A faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois mm-hmm. and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you." So I thought about all of those ways that before we lose that, and some of us may never lose that connection, but what a precious time life is, and what a precious opportunity we have, whether it is you with your one-year-old Oscar, whether it is all of the older adults who are listening right now, that that might still touch the lives of their grandchildren. Whether you are a parent who's listening and you have, or a person listening and you have your parents living and you are also raising your children, how we might be able to use that opportunity to pass on that faith mm-hmm. to the generations. I did a little looking in as I was thinking about this, and I don't know if you are familiar with faith incubators, mm-hmm. but I noticed a phrase that they had that just really touched me. It said, every age has gifts we need, and every age has needs we gift. So I thought that was just really an interesting thing. I want to unpack that a little bit for Lutheran Senior Services, but it really does honor the fact that as grandparents, you can mm-hmm. still share that faith. As parents, you are the primary faith formation for your children. Of course, faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. but there are so many things that we can do that can pass that faith on. So I just wanted to share a few that I thought about as I have watched families over the years, marking each milestone, remembering those baptism birthdays, and mm-hmm. that entering school, confirmation, graduation, and helping your children see that they are a blessing, and every milestone is an opportunity to give glory to God. Praying for the people on your Christmas card list. We have friends that do that, and they've done it with their children growing up, and then the family sends us, we're on their Christmas card list, sends us a postcard saying, we prayed mm-hmm. for you this week. And then the parents and the children sign mm-hmm. it. It's a great thing to teach your children the power of prayer. I know many families who, when they say grace before a meal, hold hands to do that connection. And that is something that you can do multi-generation. I know many families who do family devotions. If they can't do them every day, they do them twice a week. If they can't do them on a weekly basis, they really try for Advent and Lent. And then finally, those ideas about servant events. I know a family that every Thanksgiving, they volunteer at a food shelter first, and they do their Thanksgiving dinner later. I know a family that has adopted shut-ins in their congregation, invites them over and brings them in. And I also know families that make get well cards. They look at the church list of the people who are dealing with issues, and they make get well cards for those. Those are just some ideas that we can use to pass that faith on while we still are able to do that.
Great ideas.
Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Jane.
And I am on my way to Alaska. So
next week,
since you can't come along and do a live remote, next week, Al Koepke will be joining you.
Wonderful.
And he's our executive director of the LSS Living Foundation.
Well, I'm glad that Al will be here. I'm sorry I won't get to go to Alaska too, but
sorry about that.
Next time, talk to me first. We'll work that out.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. So,
thanks, Jane.
But blessings to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you, and safe travels. We'll look forward to talking with you again in 2 weeks then.
Yes, thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to talk with Dr. Veld. Stick around for more His Time right after this on Worldwide KFUO.